Alan Rock has done a lot of things in his career. One of them was Cameron on Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's what he's best known for certainly our generation. But, you know, right now he's in Succession.
See, and that's what some people know him as now, is that guy. But I'm only going to know him as Cameron.
Yeah.
So he was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they were talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I just thought this was interesting. That just 35 years later, we're still talking about this movie.
Yeah. Well, it's iconic. It's one of those movies.
It's obviously a fantastic movie. How much did you make for that movie? Do you remember?
I do. I made $40,000.
$40,000.
So I'm thinking that's a lot of money. For, you know, because he only, 3 months out of his life made 40 grand. That's good money. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's more about, you got to think of it this way. The movie made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Just like DVD sales alone. Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off is still iconic. It's made, you know, probably, let's look it up. Hang on a second. I'll tell you right now how much it's made. Okay, so that movie has made $173 million.
Wow.
Okay, $173 million, and one of the stars of it only got paid $40,000. That's it. I understand it was a lot of money for him as a young actor at the time, but those are not the salaries anymore. A role like his now in a big-budget film, he would get at least $400,000.
So what's the number one question people ask when they run into him on the street about that movie?
Oh, it's probably got to be something about the Porsche, right?
Ferrari, by the way. So,
oh, yeah. Ferrari. Sorry. That's how long it's been since I've seen it. Okay, Ferrari.
He's new.
And what do people ask you about when it comes to that movie most frequently?
They're really worried about the car.
About the car, yeah.
Did you really send that beautiful car out the window? And just everybody can relax and breathe a sigh of relief, because they were all crap. They were kit cars. We couldn't afford a real Ferrari. It was
one of those you build it on the body of a
Mustang chassis with a fiberglass body, and they were just wretched. They wouldn't start. We did this one scene 16 times because the car would not start. And when we sent that, we had three of them, and when we sent that one out the window, the crew cheered.
See, I love stories like that, that you can get somebody that was in a movie like that and get the behind the scenes of the car was actually crap. I have felt bad for 35 years now at this car. They destroyed this car, but he's saying it's not a bad thing.
Right. I love stories like that where, like, you go back to old movies and old things and old TV shows and things that are sort of iconic, and you find out the real story now. But on the other hand, I like suspending disbelief. Like, I like not knowing. I feel like we live in a time now where there's just way too much information. And every time a celebrity does any kind of promotion for anything, they have to reveal something really personal or secret or revolutionary, just something that's going to get them news or get them. Okay, so like yesterday we talked about how Bradley Cooper just a couple of years ago in 2019 was mugged at knife point in the subway of New York. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, did that really happen, or is he trying to promote his new movie Nightmare Alley? You know what I mean? Like, that's how much of it, because that Nightmare Alley getting mugged, it all sort of fits together. You know, I'm so cynical at this point. Like, every time Jennifer Aniston tells me about some crazy thing that happened between her and a guy, because the movie is about her and a guy, I'm like, did that really happen, or is that how you're selling the movie?